Doug, this is dictating on Tomasini. I'm sorry, Tomasina Galanti. T as in Thomas. T-O-M-A-S-I-N-A. Tomasina. T-O-M-A-S-I-N-A. M as in Mary. Tomasina Galanti is G-A-L-A-N-T-I. G as in George. Galanti. Your birth is 12/24/43. Please make a copy for George Erringer, M.D. Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. Next paragraph, dear George, thank you for sending Galanti Tomasina for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, first present tell us. This is a 79-year-old lady who was recently sent for a CT chest on 4 CT of the chest has previously been noted to have a cavitary left apical lesion, which has been present for over 2 years and has had some nodular thickening of its wall with mild speculation. The patient also had some apical scarring bilaterally, but no evidence of metastatic disease. She previously had a chest CT done in April of 2020. Which did show the same lesion. And and the patient has had no recent symptoms of cough, but has had some shortness of breath with exertion. She denied fevers, chills, or night sweats, or recent weight loss. The patient is a poor historian. Next paragraph, the past history has included history for recurrent bronchitis and bronchiectasis, history of MAI infection, and a prior history for chronic kidney disease stage 3. Compression fractures of the thoracic vertebrae. And history for bronchoscopy and brushing and biopsy of the left upper lobe, which was non-diagnostic. Uh, the patient was noted to have Mycobacterium intracellulare. Noted on previous cultures and had been referred to infectious disease, but has not been on any specific therapy for it. The other medical history includes degenerative arthritis and history of atrial arrhythmias. Next paragraph. Family history significant for ovarian cancer in her mother. Father died of CHF. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Patient is a non-smoker. Has no significant history for alcohol use. Next paragraph. Oh, can you mention in the habits? The patient smoked for approximately 7 years, a pack per day, and then quit. And no significant alcohol use. Next, system review of the patient. Denies weight loss, fever, so chills. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. No hay fever. And she denies any abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or black stools. She has no chest pain, jaw pain, or calf muscle pains. And no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She does have muscle stiffness and lower back pain and difficulty in ambulation. There's no headache, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medalists included Lasix 20 milligrams daily, KTAP 10 milligrams daily, Oxycodone 5 milligrams PRN. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 over 70, pulse is 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 116, saturation 97. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, decreased excursions with the diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes in the left lung field. Heart, the absence of irregular, as well as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, the mild varicosities, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Cavitary left lung lesion with Mycobacterium avium intracellulare infection. Number two is COPD and chronic bronchitis with bronchiectasis. And number three is chronic cough. Number four is chronic back pain with compression fractures of the vertebrae. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. She will also provide a sputum for AFB. If the CT chest shows worsening of the lung cavity, bronchoscopy could be scheduled to evaluate her for progression of disease with MAI. She also would need to see an infectious disease specialist to see if she could be placed on antibiotic therapy. I will see her in approximately 3 weeks for a follow-up and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for George Eringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. Thank you. Can you please add in the past history? The patient did have a bronchoscopy and bronchial biopsy and washings done. On May 5, 2020. And the cultures showed Mycobacterium avium intercellulare. Please add that in the past history, please. Thank you, Dr. Susan.